Our stars tonight are Dick Foran and Anne Rutherford in a comedy entitled No Room for Divorce. Now here is James Wallington to set the scene for us.
When Bill Dempsey finished his job in the Army, he found his wife, Barbara, waiting for him just outside the separation center. And according to Barbara, she spent the next 6 months waiting for Bill to get time off from his next job, building houses without materials. But Bill didn't get time off, so now they're in another separation center, the divorce court.
Next case, Dempsey versus Dempsey.
Are they here?
I'm here, Your Honor.
So am I, Your Honor, but this whole thing is ridiculous. There's absolutely no reason why Barbara, that's Mrs. Dempsey and I, should be in a divorce court.
There certainly is, Your Honor.
There is not.
There is.
Remember me, the judge?
Naturally, Your Honor.
Good.
Because I'm the one who's going to decide whether or not you should be in a divorce court. Where are your attorneys?
Well, mine stepped outside for a moment, Your Honor. He didn't expect the case to be called so early.
I don't have a lawyer.
Well, these papers seem to be in order, so we'll just go ahead. Lawyers always confuse me anyway. Now, just why do you think you should have a divorce, Mr. Dempsey?
Because Bill, that's Mr. Dempsey, doesn't love me anymore.
She's out of her mind, Your Honor. I'm crazy about it.
Then why doesn't he ever act like it, Your Honor? Why doesn't he ever take me anywhere? Is he ashamed of me?
If he is, he's nuts. I mean, why don't you ever take Mrs. Dempsey anywhere, Mr. Dempsey?
Well, because I haven't the time, Your Honor. After I get through looking for materials and then go to the office and do some figuring, it's too late to go anywhere, so...
So we just sit.
I don't mind it.
Of course you don't. Why should you? You're out every day seeing people, doing something you enjoy, while I sit at home and vegetate.
What business are you in, Mr. Dempsey?
Oh, I'm a building contractor, Your Honor. You see, I just got out of service, and I'm operating on a small scale, so I have to do all the office work myself as well as the supervising...
Now, just a minute. Did you say building contractor?
That's right, Your Honor.
You know where I can get a house?
Oh, well... Not right at the moment, but every once in a while I run into something and...
Oh, please, Your Honor, is this a divorce court or a real estate office?
Huh? Now, see here, young woman. Don't you tell me how to run my business.
I'm sorry, Your Honor.
Well, you ought to be. Is this a divorce court or real estate office? If this was a real estate office, do you think I'd be sleeping in the cell block?
You're sleeping in the cell block, Your Honor?
You heard me. Had to suspend 3 sentences last week to keep from getting crowded out of my cell.
This is all very interesting, Your Honor, but I'd rather talk about my divorce. When do I get it?
Not for 30 days, at least. I don't believe in divorces myself. That'll give you a chance to patch things up.
I'm not interested in patching things up.
Well, I am.
So am I. And that's a court order, Mrs. Dempsey.
Oh. Well, do I get the apartment while we're waiting?
Why, certainly. It's customary for the woman...
Judge, if Mrs. Dempsey gets the apartment, where will I live?
Hadn't thought of that.
Well, you know, with this housing shortage, I can't find another apartment.
You can stay in the cell block with the judge.
I'm afraid that's impossible, Mrs. Dempsey. I've got 2 bailiffs and a court reporter rooming with me now.
Well, anyway, Judge, if I have to leave the apartment, how are Mrs. Dempsey and I going to patch things up?
You're absolutely right. I'm going to reverse myself, Mrs. Dempsey. Mr. Dempsey can use the apartment, too.
Oh, but Your Honor...
That's another court order, Mrs. Dempsey. Judgment withheld for 30 days. Try and make up.
Oh, gosh, baby, you had me worried when you tried to get the judge to kick me out of the apartment.
Well, I hope you'll be very happy here.
I'd be happy any place if you were there.
Then get happy in a hurry because I won't be with you long.
Huh? Oh, now, Barbara,
the judge didn't order me to stay here in the apartment with you, and I'm not going to.
Going home to Mother?
I am not. I wouldn't let my mother know I could be so mistaken in a man. At least not until after I get the divorce. I'm going to stay with Ellen and Jack Janet.
Who are they?
She's just my best friend. But, of course, you wouldn't know any of my friends.
That isn't fair, Barbara.
But it's true.
Hey, wait a minute. I want to talk to you.
Then talk to me while I'm packing.
Oh, look. You're not serious about this, about leaving right now?
I was never so serious about anything in my life.
Look, baby, if you'll just relax, I promise I'll...
Promise? When we were married, you promised to love me.
I adore you.
Oh, no, you don't. Well, don't just stand there. Help me close this bag.
Oh, please, Barbara, listen to me. I don't want you to go. I love you. I need you.
Oh, yes, obviously. We've been married for 3 years, and what have we got to show for it? A pair of goldfish.
What do you want, custody of them? Look, I've only been out 6 months. I can't do everything at once.
No.
Look, if you walk out on me, we won't even have a pair of goldfish together. Maybe tonight we can have a long talk and...
Will you please get out of my way?
You know I'm just as anxious as you are and...
Please, I'm trying to use the telephone. Hello? Winston Cab Company? Will you please send a taxi to the Francis Arms apartment? Yes. Apartment 307. Thank you.
Please, Barbara, forget this, won't you?
No, Bill, my mind's made up and nothing in the world will stop me from going to live with Ellen. Oh, that must be the taxi now.
Not this fast. I'll see.
Telegram, sign here, please. Oh, thanks. Thanks a lot.
I wonder who this could be from.
Just like a man. Why don't you open it and find out?
Oh.
What's so funny?
Oh, this telegram, it isn't for me, it's to you. It's from your friend Ellen, the gal you were going to live with.
What do you mean, the girl I was going to live with?
Listen to this. Mrs. William Dempsey and so forth. Landlord has sold our house, being evicted today. Jack and I are coming to live with you until we find another house. I'd do the same for you. Love, Ellen. Brother, that certainly louses up your plans.
Not particularly.
Huh?
I was only leaving because I refused to live alone with you for the next 30 days. Oh. But with Jack and Ellen here, I'll have plenty of company. In fact, you'll probably wish I'd gone to live with them instead.
You know, Barbara, I've been doing a lot of thinking, and, well, when do you expect your friend and her husband to arrive?
Probably tomorrow.
Well, maybe I could find a room for them somewhere, and then we
could... If you could find a room for them, you can find a room for yourself, and I'll go right back to the judge and tell him so. He was going to give me the apartment in the first place, you know.
Yeah, but it's going to be awfully crowded. Four adults in a one-bedroom apartment.
Oh, Ellen and her husband and I won't mind. We usually see eye to eye on things.
Yeah, that's just what I had in mind. If any argument comes up, it'll be ducky. 3-1.
I'd thought of that.
Well, if they're going to move in on us, they'll have to pay their share of everything.
They will not. They're my guests.
Guests? They send you a wire saying they're moving in and they're guests.
I was going to move in on them.
But you didn't.
I intended to. I'll answer.
No, I will. It may be your friend Ellen calling to say that they're not coming after all.
Well, then let me answer it. I can probably persuade her to change her mind.
That's what I'm afraid of. Hello? Yeah. Speaking. Harry Randolph, where are you? Well, come right up. Apartment 307. Yeah, boy. Well, I'd be glad to see you.
Who was that?
Harry Randolph, a guy I flew with in Europe. What a guy.
Where was he calling from?
The lobby. He'll be right up. Then... Oh, yeah. It almost slipped my mind. He'll be staying with us for a few days.
Oh, don't be idiotic. Where could we possibly put him?
Oh, I don't know, but if there's room for four, there must be room for five. Besides, it'll make it 3-2.
Oh, Bill Dempsey, you know very well that there isn't even room for four. It's just that I can't refuse friends who have no other place to stay.
Well, neither can I. Harry doesn't have a room.
Why can't he stay at the USO?
Why can't your friend stay with the Salvation Army?
Because they're my friends. But that's no reason why you...
Well, that's a good enough reason for me. Anyway, you like Harry. Women are nuts about him.
Really?
Yeah. English, French, Belgian, Dutch. Why, I could have set up a harem with just his overflow. If I hadn't been married, of course.
Of course.
Now, look, baby, you don't think for a second that
As
I would...
As a matter of fact, I'm not even interested. However, I am interested in your friend. What did you say his name is?
Harry. Harry Randolph.
That's a nice name.
Hey, what are you up to now?
Oh, nothing. I was just wondering if maybe I couldn't change your odds from 3-2 to 4-1.
Oh, now look here, Barbara. Don't get any funny ideas about Harry. He's dynamite.
Oh, he sounds more interesting every minute. Maybe I could be his little fuse.
Oh, please, Barbara. He's my friend and all that. But just the same, I don't want you to...
You better answer that door before your friend breaks it down.
Will you promise?
I'll promise nothing. Open the door. Bill, dear.
Oh, Bill, you're a lifesaver.
Yeah, come on in.
Oh, I was really snafu'd until I thought of you. I tried every hotel in town and I...
Is this your wife?
Uh-huh. Barber, this is Harry Randolph.
How do you do, Mr. Randolph?
Oh, please call me Harry.
All right, Harry.
Well, that's better. I want to think of you as Barbara, not as Mrs. Bill Dempsey.
Oh, that's an interesting thought.
I can see now why Bill always stayed in his quarters at night instead of going out on the town with the rest of us.
Oh, did he?
Look, Harry, wouldn't you like some wine or something?
Later, maybe, Bill. Right now, I'll get enough stimulation just looking at Barbara. Mm.
Oh, Harry. Bill doesn't ever say things like that to me. Do you, Bill?
You wouldn't believe him if I did. How long are you planning on staying, Harry?
Why, Bill, what a thing to ask. Why, Harry just got here, and I hope he'll be staying with us for some time.
Oh, wild horses couldn't drag me away, Barbara. As a matter of fact, I was only planning on staying overnight. But, now that I've seen the attractions, I'll stay for a few days anyway.
Oh, isn't that wonderful, Bill?
Yeah, just dandy.
You're a lucky dog, Bill. A good job, an apartment, happily married. Bill, what's the matter? What are you choking about?
Nothing. I was just thinking the same thing.
Yeah, a home of your own. A little love nest where you can get away from the world. Lock the door
and find that the world's moved in on you.
Who?
Oh, don't mind Bill, Harry. He has a lot of things on his mind these days.
Oh.
In fact, we haven't had one chance to go out together for 6 months. That is, until this morning.
Look, you see, I've been awfully busy, Harry. You know how it is. When a job has to be done, it has to be done. And as a consequence, I haven't been able to devote as much time to Barbara as I'd like to.
I know.
Yeah, I thought you'd understand.
Oh, perfect. You know, maybe my coming here was a favor to you after all.
What do you mean?
Well, when you're out on the job or having to work late at the office, I can squire Barbara around and take that responsibility off your hands. What do you say, Barbara?
It sounds like dynamite to me. What do you think, Phil?
Oh.
It's a week later in the lives of Barbara and Bill Dempsey. A week spent sleeping on the floor while their three uninvited guests occupy their bedroom and the apartment's lone day bed. Right now, Bill and Barbara are closeted in the kitchen, where they can privately discuss the situation, which has temporarily, at least, made them forget their quarrel.
So help me, Barbara, it's getting so I hate the thought of bedtime.
Oh, you aren't telling me a thing. I'm probably the only woman in the world who has housemaid's knee all over.
I wake up in the morning feeling worse than I did when I went to sleep.
I know. I love Ellen dearly, but I do think that she and Jack should have let us have an occasional night's sleep in our own bed.
She could sleep on the day bed and let Harry try the floor for a change.
Oh, I wish I knew how to broach the subject.
Well, of course, we could come right out and tell him that we'd like our beds back.
Well, maybe we could hint at it. Oh, I wouldn't want to do anything that seemed inhospitable or that might hurt Ellen's feelings. You know, she's terribly sensitive.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
Well, come on, let's try. But do be careful of Ellen's feelings.
Well, here come the lovebirds. What little surprise have you thought up for us now?
Well, it isn't exactly a surprise, Ellen.
Oh, I was hoping that you might have thought of a new place to take us. I'm really getting awfully tired of this apartment.
Well, great. I mean, you are?
Are you thinking of leaving? Well, that is, have you found an apartment?
Oh, goodness, no. There's really no point in looking, is there, Jack?
Sorry, I was reading the paper.
I said there was no point in looking for another apartment.
Oh, gosh, no. Matter of fact, I kind of like it here.
Well, we're certainly glad to hear that, aren't we, Barbara?
Yes. Ellen.
Yes?
You know, Bill and I were just talking about the sleeping arrangements, and we were wondering...
Well, set your mind at ease, dear. Those beds aren't the most comfortable in the world, but Jack and I feel that under the circumstances, we shouldn't complain.
Oh.
Well... That isn't exactly what Barbara meant, Ellen. She and I have been sleeping on the floor. And...
I know. Doctors say it's so good for the spine. I wish I could do it.
Oh, wouldn't you like to try?
Oh, goodness, no. I'd probably get so stiff I couldn't get up in the morning. Anyway, if I slept on the floor, Jack would have to sleep on the floor, too. And he'd never consent to that, would you, Jack?
Sorry, I was reading the papers.
I said you'd never consent to sleep on the floor, would you?
Well, certainly not. Nobody but an idiot to sleep on the floor.
Bill and I have been doing it for a week.
Sure, and look at you. You both look as though you'd been run through a ringer. No, thanks. I'll take my sleeping bed.
Look, there seems to be a little misunderstanding here. I can see right now you're both very sensitive, and I wouldn't want to say anything that might injure your delicate sensibilities. But Barbara and I are trying to hint that maybe it might be a little fairer if she and I got a chance to sleep in our own beds.
Just every other night. Barbara Dempsey, I never heard of such a thing. Jack, did you hear that?
Huh? Sorry, I was reading the paper.
Barbara wants to make us sleep on the floor.
No.
Oh, really, Barbara, if I hadn't heard this with my own ears, I'd never have believed it. How can you be so inhospitable to me?
Oh, now, please. Ellen, please, we didn't mean to be inhospitable.
If you have to have a bed, why don't you make Bill's no good friend give up the day bed?
Yeah. By the way, where is Harry?
He went out to get a sandwich.
Oh, please, Ellen, I was trying to explain. Now, listen, Bill has to go to work every day, and I have to get up and get his breakfast, and, well, we need a little sleep.
Well, how do you think we could sleep out here with you and Bill banging around early in the morning? You know that Jack doesn't like to get up before noon, do you, Jack?
Huh? Sorry, I was reading the paper.
I said you don't like to get up before noon, do you?
Well, heck no, why should I? I'm not working.
There, you see, Barbara?
See what?
It's absolutely impossible for us to move out of the bedroom.
Why, of all the brass-bound double-edged gauntlets...
Bill, besides, if you two weren't fighting, the day bed would be plenty big enough for you.
Bill!
Huh?
Whatever you were thinking of doing, don't. We can't afford a lawsuit.
I wouldn't hurt him much.
Come on back in the kitchen. I want to talk to you.
Hi, Ellen. Jack.
Hi, Harry.
Oh, where's our host and hostess?
In the kitchen. They've been there for hours.
Hey, what's up? You folks don't look very happy.
We've been insulted. Barbara and Bill want us to sleep on the floor and let them sleep in the twin beds.
Is that what they're talking about in the kitchen?
I don't know. They're so sneaky, they won't talk loud enough for me to hear. Even with my ear against the keyhole.
You know, I think they're cooking up a plot to throw us all out.
Oh, Bill wouldn't do anything like that.
Yeah, wouldn't he? If Barbara hadn't hauled him into the kitchen when she did, I'm afraid he'd have tried to throw us out bodily.
Of course he couldn't have done it.
You don't kid yourself, Jackson. I've seen my little playmate clean out a French cafe and beat off four gendarmes at the same time. If he's in that mood, we're all going to find ourselves in the street.
But we have no place else to go.
Well, you might call him in here and tell him you've thought it over and decided to give him back their beds.
Never. As guests, those beds rightfully belong to us. And I don't intend to sacrifice my principles just because some bully wants his bed back.
Wait a minute. I've got an idea that might work.
Oh, I'll try anything as long as it permits Jack and me to keep our bed.
You know, when I arrived here, it seemed to me that Bill and Barbara had been fighting.
They had. And Barbara was already to divorce Bill.
Yeah, and now they're on good terms again. Now, look. If we could split them up again, they'd probably be so busy fighting with each other that they'd forget all about us.
Why, Harry, that's a wonderful idea. Jack, why don't you ever think of things like that?
Huh? Sorry, I was reading the paper.
We're going to split up Barbara and Bill. Then we won't have to give up our bed.
Good idea.
What do you want me to do?
Well, if we can make Bill act jealous about some perfectly innocent thing, Barbara will never forget it. And, look, we'll do it this way. Tomorrow, after Bill's gone to work, I'll take Barbara out for a ride in Bill's car, see?
Then you call him in his office.
Hello, Dempsey Construction Company. We can't get materials.
Bill, this is Ellen.
Oh, yeah? What's wrong now? Find a lump in your mashed potatoes?
Oh, you funny boy.
Well, what do you want, Ellen? I'm busy.
Well, I hardly know how to tell you this, Bill. In fact, if Barbara weren't my very dearest friend in the world, I wouldn't mention it, but...
Yeah, you see a chance to cut her throat, so you will. Well, I'm not interested in any gossip, Ellen.
You would be if you'd seen the way she and Harry were looking at each other when they left here to go for a drive in the country.
What was that?
I thought you'd be interested. Harry Randolph and Barbara have gone on a picnic in the country. They swore us to secrecy, but Jack and I decided that as long as we were guests in your house, we owed it to you to tell you about it.
Yeah, I warned Barbara about that, Wolf.
What are you going to do about it, Bill?
I don't know yet, but I'll think of something before I get home.
Barbara, Harry, where are they, Ellen?
Oh, they will be back for hours, Bill. Aren't you home early?
You know I am. I couldn't concentrate on anything after you called.
Oh, by the way, Bill, I've been meaning to give you this money, and I...
Money? What for?
Well, for, well, call it rent. After all, we've taken your bedroom and here.
Oh, let's talk about it some other time, Jack. Right now, I've got something a whole lot more important on my mind than money.
Well, just give me a receipt for this. I've made it all out. All you have to do is sign it.
Okay, but I really don't care at this time. There. Make you happy?
More than you know, Bill. More than you know.
Now, look, when Barbara and Harry get back, Jack, I wish that you and Ellen would go out for a few minutes. There's going to be an awful blow-up, and I don't want any innocent bystanders getting hurt.
I don't blame you a bit, Bill. Barbara's my very best friend, but anyway...
You ask me, Harry Randolph. As soon as Bill comes home, I'm going to tell him.
You don't need to tell me. I'm here, and I know all about it.
No, you don't, Bill. Harry asked me to go on a picnic with him today.
I know that.
I didn't want to go because you told me he was such a wolf. But Ellen and Jack insisted that it would be perfectly all right, and then
what
I would...
What was that about Ellen and Jack?
They insisted it would be perfectly all right, because after all, Harry is a friend of yours, and...
Oh, Ellen, huh? You promised that Barbara... You insisted that Barbara go out with Henry, and then you called me up and told me she was sneaking off with him, huh?
Bill, they didn't.
Yes, they did. And now look, Barbara, if you'll just step out of the way, I'm going to throw them out of here so hard they'll bounce.
Don't forget Harry. He tried to kiss me.
Don't worry about me. I'm on my way.
And don't get funny with me, Bill. You can't throw me out of here.
I can, huh? We'll see about that.
If you do, I'll get a court order and come right back.
A court order to come back in my home?
Our home? I was afraid you might get a little excited if things didn't work out just right. So, just to be on the safe side, I paid you my share of the rent. And got a receipt.
So what?
So, the OPA won't let you throw me out. We're here for at least 3 months.
Do Mr. and Mrs. William Dempsey still live here?
Yes.
I'm Judge Bronfield, remember?
Oh, yes.
I hadn't heard from you folks in well over a year, so I figured you'd patch things up all right, but I just wanted to check up and make sure.
Why, thank you, Judge. Oh, everything's wonderful now. Won't you come in?
Thanks. Don't mind if I do.
Mr. Dempsey will be out in a minute.
Oh, has Mr. Dempsey been able to find a house for me yet? Had a jailbreak the other night, and that cell block's drafty as the dickens.
Oh, I can imagine.
Nice little place you got here. Say, wouldn't take a roomer, would you?
Oh, I'm afraid not, Judge. Took us 3 months to get rid of our last guest, and as a matter of fact, there are two more living here now than there were when we went to court.
Oh, friends?
Well, in a way.
Barbara! Barbara!
Yes, Bill?
Come in here, will you?
What's the matter?
Oh, I put the twins down on the bed to change them, and...
Yeah?
We're gonna have to sleep on the floor again tonight.
Thank you, Dick Foran and Ann Rutherford, for your amusing performances in No Room for Divorce, tonight's AFRS Radio Playhouse presentation. This is Hunter Galloway saying good night and good luck.